welcome to a brand new episode of the internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast, Long Coat Mafia Podcast. It is I, the one, the only, Reverend Godfather, a.k.a. the Martinsburg Madman, a.k.a. this show's frontman and main host. With 3 days left on our road to Four State Comic-Con, Hagerstown 2024, I am once again flying solo, and with all I've talked about over the past month or so, yes, I am still banking all these topics so we could hear Sasha's opinion on everything, and hopefully by then she probably seen Ghostbusters Afterlife, not Afterlife, I almost said Ghostbusters Afterlife, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and so forth and so on. And hopefully by this time next week, we'll have a bunch of Four State Comic-Con content for you and news as to when Sasha will be back on the show. Hopefully it's going to be soon. I can't guarantee when. So let's get on to a couple of topics that, again, we'll be rehashing once Sasha comes back, but there's a couple things I want to talk about. One of the things is a few weeks ago, it's been floating on my timeline a whole mess of times with a bunch of people telling me, no, it's not fake, it's real, it's coming out, but only for them to find out that it was a hoax, a fake. Why was it a hoax and a fake? Well, guess what happened a few weeks ago? April 1st. What is April 1st here in the States? April Fool's Day. And a lot of people, when they April Fool's rolls around, they still believe a lot of the content that's online, and they don't realize it could be a hoax, and to wait a week until those posts, in essence, die away, and they are able to, well, figure out that what they saw is a hoax. And what am I talking about? And it's pretty much, a lot of folks have been sharing, I don't want to say it's a meme, but it's a fake, coming soon type of ordeal, and it's for a kind of a, Nightmare on Elm Street reboot sort of thing. This will lead into our next little bit of information. And the image that was shared around was it's saying that coming out October this year was a Rob Zombie series called Fred. And it stars DJ Qualls as Freddy Krueger. It's going, you know, all these articles and press releases were released saying that it's going to be a in essence, Rob Zombie's take on the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise, and etc., etc., etc. And guess what? After everything, you know, died down, a lot of these things, you know, but as you know, Facebook is Facebook. Over the course of the past 2 weeks, two weeks after April Fool's Day, I've had friends, oh, I'm going to love this, seeing this when it comes out. You do realize this was shared back on April Fool's Day, and it's a hoax, right? No, it's not. It was shit. They fell, either A, they fell for it, or B, they were in on the joke, and you fell for it. Now, the other thing that has come out is one of these fake trailers. It's a deep fake. Trust me, even I smelt something's not right here in Denmark, if you will. I'm like, I sniff. Something smells funny. It smells like dog poo in here. It smells like bull crap. Oh, my hay fever. Let me put it like this. Deepfakes over the past, I don't know, year, 2 years have been a thing. They're nothing new. Fake trailers have been nothing new on online. There's been so many times I've had to tell a friend of mine who runs a movie group on Facebook that's a fan trailer. there is no nothing coming out with that title. And I get told in the comment section, how do you know? I'm like, well, it's this trailer's using clips from this movie, and probably a couple of things for like college humor or sites like that that were had both these actors teamed up to do a skit. And if it's not AI generated voiceovers, it's this them just doing something for the fans, nothing. And it's one of those reasons why the Shazam type of thing with not Shazam. Hold on. The movie I was thinking of was Kazam. Now, the thing is, and the person that was behind it is Sinbad. A lot of people have said, well, I had the VHS. I've seen it. I've seen it on Facebook. Really? Did you? Yeah, I seen it. I seen the VHS tape. You do realize people can make their own VHS covers and stickers for VHS tapes, correct? That's not the point. Do you realize the... I saw a scene of the movie. Well, the scene was from collegehumor.com. It was on their YouTube channel. It was a skit. And a lot of times, Sinbad himself has either played it up, said it exists, then goes on record, says it doesn't exist. Sometimes in the same breath, he says it exists, and he says it doesn't exist. It does not exist. It's a hoax. It does not exist. But what I'm talking about is not pretty much Sinbad's fake genie movie called Kazam, and what he did for collegehumor.com, but what was dropped about 5 days ago was this fake trailer called Elm Street. And supposedly, it's for a movie titled Elm Street that is going to be a modern retelling of Nightmare on Elm Street, starring none other than Millie Bobby Brown. Heck, how do I know about this trailer? Well, I saw an article online in regards to said trailer. Let me bring it up. The article that I read from and when I looked into comes from Inside the Magic. Now, Inside the Magic is, well, saying, well, this is coming out, and normally Inside the Magic is reputable, and it says it's pretty much like, well, it's maybe Netflix, and gives a little history about Millie Bobby Brown in regards to her being in one of the Godzilla movies and being in Enola Holmes and Enola Holmes 2 and her start in 11 in Stranger Things, but it doesn't really give anything in regards to Nightmare on Elm Street other than the current season, or I should say season 4 of Stranger Things, how it is a play on a lot of these slasher movies like Nightmare on Elm Street, but it doesn't say anything about this reboot. Now, how do I know it's a fake? Well, a lot of the scenes that are in this trailer are just redos of a lot of what's in the first movie, what's in the reboot that was out, I want to say, in the early 2000s. Was I living here in Martinsburg? I think I was. So I want to say as late as 2010, maybe 2011. It was just a mashup of that. And like, in regards to, I'm sure I'm going to hear, but Millie Bobby Brown's in the movie. It's a fake. Pure and simple. It's a deep fake. How do you know it's a deep fake? Well, the
Millie's head is not exactly in the spot it should be. And there are scenes that I don't think Millie would want to sign off on. That's shown, meaning the infamous bathtub scene with the gloved hand rising out of it and starting to move forward. I don't think Millie would be down for that. And the thing is, her head didn't seem right. If you watch movies, some like the Marvel movies, where Tony Stark removes his helmet from Iron Man, it's not sitting right on the suit. But in this case, it seems more like effects done from the early 2000s, namely Jet Li's The One, where he played both, his stuntman was on set with him, and they had to superimpose Jet Li's head on the stuntman's body, and just didn't seem right. That's a lot of what you see in this trailer. And there's a lot of people that don't notice that, but film buffs like myself do. And it's usually a lot of that, or the audio does not sound right in regards to the movie. It sounds, being a small-time podcaster like myself, you notice clips, you notice that how audio does not sit right, or the ADR, doesn't sit right with the scene, and that's what threw me off. I did message Sasha about this, saying that when we get together, we should talk about this. And first thing she said, it's a deep fake. And I said, I agree. I thought something was wrong with it myself. I just couldn't put my finger on it. And the audio, like I said, the audio, the head, Millie's head placement. A lot of times, yes, and most people will fall for it in regards to it. And you have a lot of people saying, oh, this is a official trailer, this is the this, that, and the other thing. Well, that's going to happen. People fall, but it's official. No. How do you know it's not official? When it gets closer, we'll know. More reputable people will be talking about it. Other than when you read an article that is inside the magic, kind of dancing around the aspect of the movie. If there's no official word about it, there's no official word about it. I would have probably heard more. Heck, I probably would have gotten word from Sasha about it. Check this out. Heck, I will say this, I'm going to bash the Borderlands movie, because it's been a while since we bashed the Borderlands movie. Heck, the Borderlands movie doesn't even seem like it's real, and it's actually coming out this year. I know with the Deadpool 3 coming out this year, in I think it's July. June, July, so it's, it's coming out in July, in about 3 months. That doesn't seem real, but it actually is. It's more of a true trailer, and it is coming out, and I'm sure me and Sasha will eventually talk about it, but let's see what else is on the docket to talk about today. One of the things I need to look into a little bit more in regards to the full news, what I wanted to talk about, and hopefully we'll to chat with Sasha, even though it's more so, the next two topics will be more so my realm, but I want to hear her opinion in regards to this. And that is, first things first, is because we did touch about on a little bit about the Borderlands movie. I think in the past I told all of you that in regards to Gearbox is being sold to 2K, or was sold to 2K. Just the atypical paperwork and investigations have to happen to make sure it's not a monopoly. That whole ordeal has to go through. But it came out within the past couple of days that Embracer Group, they owned back when I was initially talking about the whole Microsoft and Activision ordeal, how that Embracer was pretty much this company that owned a crap ton of gaming companies, owned a whole mess of stuff. And I think a lot of folks were missing the point in regards to that and then saying, Microsoft has all this money, blah, 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 blah. But that's beside the point. Deal went through. But in regards to Embracer Group, the news is that they're splitting into three separate companies. I didn't realize that they owned Dark Horse Comics. Now, the article comes from comicbook.com in regards to this. And comicbook.com has been at times wrong, but I've been hearing it from several different sources. So it holds credence, and it's not just coffee. Now, I was about to say coffee brand coffee, but that's beside the point. Just that they are, yeah, they may be splitting some stuff off. The main reason is back, again, it says 7 years ago, they bought a bunch of stuff. That is 2017. But with the pandemic that was 4 years ago, I'm sure they were expecting to make a lot of money, but they did not. And, they are losing money hand over fist in regards to a lot of stuff. That's why they could be doing it. But I want to look into a lot of this and see what a lot of people are saying in regards to it. Articles like this could be very confusing as to why they didn't. It says three companies are splitting off. Embracer noticed that ongoing and future collaboration around IPs, companies, people will be encouraged with Asmodee's current licensed Lord of the Rings IP, specifically named in the press release announcing the split. But overall, it doesn't really tell more. I guess it says here, Embracer Group, the gaming giant that owns THQ Nordic, Crystal Dynamics, Asmodee, and Dark Horse Comics has announced plans to split off into three separate publicly traded companies. Today, Embracer Group announced plans to split their massive conglomerate into three parts with separate focuses on AAA games, indie and mobile games, and tabletop games. Pretty much the same company. It's what they've been doing anyway. And it says the three newly formed companies will be Asmodee, which will be Tabletop, Coffee Stain and Friends, A and AA Mobile Games, and Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends, which will be AAA Games. Dark Horse Comics, which is currently owned by Embracer Group, will be owned by Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends. Now, it's just the same three. It's just that they're just, it's the same organization. They're just splitting themselves to handle different things. Just like Nordic is going to be Nordic still. It's the same stuff, and it's just probably a way to make better organize themselves, and if not, make more money. Like a lot of things. And the other thing I want to talk about, in it's in the news a little bit, and hold on while I bring it up. It's being a little, the website that I want to bring up is being a pain in the rear end. Now, this came out about a week ago. I don't know, and I don't think I covered this, and that is, it came out recently. I don't think I mentioned it even in passing. A lot of companies like like Hasbro has been doing a lot of sketchy shit. You know that. We've talked about it here on the show, that Hasbro has done a lot of sketchy stuff. So has Wizards of the Coast, who is under the Hasbro umbrella. Plus, a lot of other companies have done sketchy stuff in the past. But a week ago, it has announced that Wizards of the Coast president steps down. Well, we don't want that, because we don't want audio advertisements on this podcast unless it is our own audio advertisements. But the person, the president is Cynthia Williams. The thing is, from what I've heard, and please take that as you will, Cynthia used to work for Microsoft under, I think, Xbox, the console section. She used to work for their gaming division. And where Wizards of the Coast and Hasbro got a lot of their ideas were from Cynthia. And that's where a lot of the folks in the D&D community have been pointing their fingers at. Not so much, there's going to be a lot of folks going to say, it's because Cynthia is a woman. And she made a lot of point. She knows the criticism that was pointed at Cynthia was the fact that she worked for a company that only knows software and video games, not tabletop RPG. And though it can, there is some similarities, there are a lot of things that are not. And what she wanted to do is make D&D, Dungeons and Dragons, more like a video game and try to rope in a lot gear, a lot of folks to online stuff versus actual physical tabletop stuff. Whereas a lot of people don't like to, even though till today, there's even myself with my D&D group that I am a part of, we tend to still do a lot over Facebook chat and Roll20. There are a lot of times that we like to be in person with maps and books and player sheets and so forth and so on. So, though some things are digital, there's a lot of things that a lot of players, even today, prefer physical thing. And yes, probably in the future, things will become more and more digital, but there's something to be said about physicalness and actual doing it that way. But Hasbro has provided a statement in regards to her leaving, and their statement is, we're excited for Cynthia to take the next step in her career and grateful for the contributions she has made in her more than 2 years at Wizards and Hasbro. We wish her the absolute best in her next endeavor. We have started the search for our next president of Wizards of the Coast and hope to have a successor in place soon. Hopefully they know a little bit more about tabletop and everything else. A lot of people have been complaining that Dungeons and Dragons in and upon itself is a little bit too woke, but that's another thing. A lot of folks have pointed that Wizards, in regards to Dungeons and Dragons, has been using way too much AI. That's another controversy. A lot of folks are gunning for the aspect of PDFs being tied to D&D Beyond. Though, me personally, when it comes to Dungeons and Dragons, if I have to do a character sheet, I would love to do a character sheet. It does have a tendency to be more personal and have more openness for customization, meaning homebrew spells, homebrew characters in regards to outside of the norm that is provided through D&D Beyond or Roll20. Meaning there are some companies that offer their own races and classes through Roll20 versus D&D Beyond, which is more Dungeons and Dragons centric. Let me explain that a little bit more for those of you who are like, huh, what are you talking about? There's official D&D content and there's unofficial D&D content, meaning if you create something, let's take the spell that has been floating around TikTok, instant Brazilian wax. Well, there's no such spell as that. That's a custom spell for folks that are playing. But the thing is, and the only way you could do that and flush it out is on paper. There is a book I picked up called Humblewood. It's a very interesting campaign. I can't wait to look into the book, do some reading, and hopefully start running that campaign, whether in my group or with a separate group. But they recently paired up with D&D Beyond, and so you could buy their book and get their content in regards to new races, etc., etc., etc. And plus you have, not to mention the creator, the indie company that I was thinking of was Critical Role. Critical Role for the past couple of years have teamed up with D&D Beyond, and I'm sure you could find some of the independent races if they created any, or type of roles outside of like Bard, Wizard, that they might have created are found on D&D Beyond. But other times you might, let's take Crown of the Oathbreaker, which we have a video about on our YouTube channel. Their content or their virtual tabletop stuff can be found and is made for strictly Roll20. I don't know if they adjusted anything for, I didn't see anything on D&D Beyond in regards to it, but I've seen a lot of their stuff in regards to Roll20. So you could probably do a character sheet on Roll20, and with the Crown of Oathbreaker stuff or any independent races or roles outside of like Bard, Wizard, Fighter, Cleric, or additional races outside of Dwarf, Elf, Dragonborn, etc., etc., etc. So, either way, in the comments down below, tell us if you play D&D, and if so, what's your favorite character, or what's your favorite way of playing, what's your favorite race and way of playing? Is it fighter? Is it wizard? Is it cleric? Is it barbarian? Let us know here at the show, and I'll be happy to relay that stuff on air and do a comments episode, a comments and email episode in regards to everything. And let's see if there is anything else to talk about this week. Nope, nothing else on the docket for right now. That means as we get ready for Four State Comic Con this weekend, April 27th and 28th, we'll be happy to see you all there. If you see me roaming around, I'll be in a jersey with Podfather on the back and the show's logo on the front. If we are in the midst of a interview or recording a panel, that's if we are there on Saturday, please let us do our thing, but we'll be more than happy to say hello to you. I'll try to have some of our dice on hand to give to you if you want that. So there's that. If not, if you want to say hi or talk to us on air and record a kind of a person on the street sort of thing, or Johnny or Jane on the spot type of thing, I'll be more than happy to do so with you then and there. In regards to that, and you'll be part of a special Johnny or Jane on the spot type of ordeal on probably the Wednesday episode, because if we have enough content, we'll probably do a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Saturday. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday schedule. If we get enough content, we'll be there getting videos, some audio content, and so forth and so on. We'll see how things go. We'll try to be there both days. If we get to be there Saturday, I'll buy a 2-day pass, because I think Big Candy wants to go up on Sunday, And if we go up and on Sunday, it'll be a great day to hang out with both of us. And if I'm able to get on up on Saturday, we'll have a lot of great content for all of you done that day. For the most part, if we're not really doing too much, we'll be hanging out at we'll be hanging out with George, one of the many Georges that we know, in Artist Alley. If not, we'll be hanging out by Dan Noakes' booth, bugging him, or hanging out with one of many friends. You'll see us around. We'll try to keep our jersey on. But if you want to contact us, if you can't make it to Four State Comic Con, that's why we give you all this Four State Comic Con content when we're there, so you could be a part of the action. But if you can't make it for whatever reason, but you want to be a part of everything, you can always tell us your convention stories by sending them our way via email, which is longcoatmafia@gmail.com, or message us on Twitter or Facebook. All that stuff is in the description down below. And speaking of all that, like I always say every single week, and that is the best way, and with everything being so expensive and continuously going up with no signs of going down, it is by following us on social media. All our links are in the description. And not to mention, the best way to also support the show is following us on your favorite podcast platforms, whether it be Apple Podcasts or Good Pods, Podbean, Spotify, etc., etc. But let me just say this for those of you who are listening to us on Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts keeps doing us dirty because there are episodes like this one that are completely clean, no vulgar content, no explicit language, no adult content, and they still mark us with a E, or they give us an E rating for explicit content, no matter what. We don't know why, but that's Apple wanting to keep us down. It's the man keeping us down. Where is Slacker and the man when you need them? But I always recommend Podbean and Good Pods. Why do I recommend those two? Well, Podbean, you could not only follow us there, you could listen to all our content going back to the very beginning. That's right, over 400 plus episodes to go back on. A lot of it we did not share with you. And the other thing that the other reason why we support Podbean, which is available both on iOS and Android devices, is the fact that you could heart each episode. So if you really like this episode, leave us a heart on Podbean and tell us what you think. You share your stories and leave a comment on Podbean in regards to this particular episode. And the same thing kind of goes with Good Pods. And Good Pods is kind of a podcasting platform, not like Podbean, but they are a catching platform, but they're more of a along the line of a social media style, meaning you could share episodes to a timeline. If you're part of a group or what have you, you can share them to a group, so forth and so on. And you could rate each episode on a 5-star rating. So if this was a strong episode, but not really worthy of 5 stars, you can rate it 4 stars. Or if you just hate the episode, no matter what, give us a 1-star. It just helps us. And you can also leave a decent sized comment, I think, on the episode. So there's that. And you could contribute to what your thoughts are in on anything me or anything I say, what if I have a guest on, or if me and Sasha are talking that episode and you don't like what we say, you could leave a comment on that particular episode and you could rant to your heart's extent. So by following us there, by subscribing to us, it helps us. But if you want to help us financially, we have a tip jar link in our description. We have our partner slash sponsor, Dubby Energy. Our code is LCM Podcast. And I think for the next couple of days, instead of getting 10% off, you get 20% off. So up until, I want to say, Friday, you may be getting it. If you use our code on their site, W.GG, you're going to get 20% off instead of the usual 10. So feel free to do that. And what else? We have the tip jar. We do have Patreon. We haven't gotten any Patreon subscribers yet, but we do it. But we haven't really been touching Patreon as of late. We do have a Rumble. We do have YouTube. All that stuff is there. Please, please, please like, follow, and subscribe to us, because our growth does mean a lot. And please engage with us. I know it's begging, but engagement in some way or form. Even if you follow us on, like, Podbean, just write in the comment section first. That increases engagement. And despite them saying there's no algorithm to pander to, there's an algorithm to pander to. So please do so. And that being said, I am the Reverend Godfather. Despite me possibly seeing you all this weekend, there's one thing I gotta say, and that is,
I'm a gamer. I'm wearing a bikini.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.